And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show. Once again, thank you for coming to our theater tonight. Have an enjoyable evening. The refreshment stand will remain open for a
short time. Hey, you're listening to What the Fuck Movie Podcast. I'm Timmy Stewart. I'm here with Matthew Castro.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm here with film student Digger Nick.
Yeah.
And a guy who just found barbecue sauce in his pocket, Mario Silverass.
That's how I roll, guys.
So the movie we're talking about today is Funky Forest. It's a movie out of Japan, and it's starring Tadanobu Asano. Matt, you want to start off and give us the breakdown of what this movie is?
Okay, so this movie is it's an anthology movie. I don't really know how to explain it very well. I guess there's like... So three directors came together and just decided we're going to make some short films and put them together and make it into a movie. And there's like four or five, six, seven, eight. I don't know how many short films are in it. There's a shitload. And they cut back and forth. There's like Guitar Brother. And there's like these women at a spa.
The bantering sisters.
Yes, okay, so there's the bantering sisters. There's the... Guitar Brothers. That's basically like the only things that I can really remember. Oh, and Homeroom.
Homeroom. I loved Homeroom.
Dude,
oh
my God. Homeroom was amazing.
Homeroom was my favorite.
That was my favorite too.
Nadie Tokifume.
And after school.
Yeah.
And that was basically it. It's like there was really no rhyme or reason to the movie at all. Like, so there's not really a way to really describe this movie.
The only thing it really reminded me of was like a robot chicken.
Oh, on
steroids, you know?
It was like a robot chicken that sucked ass.
Yeah.
Basically.
I would say
without Star Wars.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Or Seth Green.
And Seth MacFarlane, and all of them were just not there, and I cried.
Oh, there's a singles picnic. I think that was like the only thing that stayed true throughout the entire movie. Just like people were trying to go to a singles picnic, and then that was it.
Did they didn't even get there, right?
I don't know. Well, all the guys went, and then it was like four hours later, and none of the chicks were there. And they're like, oh, creepy old guy, let's get you to dance for us.
And then he did like the tango or something, and then yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole opening, like the first 5 minutes, where it was just those two guys dressed in white just beating each other. Like,
oh yeah, I didn't get that at all.
I didn't understand, like, well, none of the movie I understood, but that was like, I was waiting for that to end. That was the only part I didn't like.
Really? Wait, did you like the movie?
Yeah.
Yo, you did?
Yeah, I really did.
There's something wrong with you, man.
I found barbecue sauce in my pocket 5 minutes ago. Really? There's something
wrong. I want to take back my answer. I felt like I needed to be inebriated the whole time.
That's true.
This movie was
I would think you would need to be inebriated to watch this movie. I did not. I was not inebriated. In fact, I was eating Sloppy Joes when I was watching this movie. Like the first scene, okay, so it starts off with those two guys dressed in white inside of that white room, like hitting each other and bantering and shit. Yeah. And then it cuts to like this girl who goes inside of like this white portal fantasy land.
Oh, that like, little like nine, from 3 to 58.
Yeah.
Age weird.
And then like, and then like, she starts moving these three black balls with her mind. That was weird. I didn't know what to think of the movie after that. And then after that, I went to like Guitar Brother.
Okay. Yeah. And Guitar Brothers. Oh man.
I think Guitar Brother was my favorite one, along with Homeroom.
Homeroom's intro.
Yeah.
Homeroom's intro.
I think the funniest part, in all honesty, was the intermission.
Too many intermission.
Yeah. It was like completely absurd to have that thing. And Nick and I are looking at back and forth at each other like, dude, is this really an intermission? Like, we stayed the whole 2 minutes waiting for something to happen. And nothing happened, and we were completely content with it.
Legit.
No, I know exactly how you felt.
Yeah.
But I was glad that there was an intermission, because, like, right before the intermission started, I was just like, I can't take this movie anymore. I need a break.
Yeah, right.
And the intermission hit, I was like, yes. But then I just stayed there, just watched the blank screen for 2 minutes.
Right?
I must be the only one who like probably actually paused during the intermission because I was like, I need to fucking step away.
I stayed there. I don't know why I stayed there. I was just like,
you know what? I like the 15-second intermission after that intermission.
Oh, yeah. The one with the dog.
How about the intermission was during the two guys at the anime table, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
right. Right when he said, no, the director's a dog, and then it was like a 15-second intermission where you just had to sink in. Wait, the director of this anime movie is a dog.
I'm surprised they got money. I don't know how they presented that to people or how they even thought that would work.
Yeah, like how did they get the funding for this movie? Like, how did they go about saying, hey, we're going to make this movie that's really stupid. Please give us money. That was the only way. Oh, wait, no. One of the direct... What was it? What did he do? I think one of the directors made The Taste of Tea. Wasn't that like a successful Asian film or something?
Sure.
I don't. Why would I know Asian things? I don't. I'm an American.
I guess I'm the only commie here.
I didn't understand the random white kid. I really didn't understand the random white kid.
I didn't even know that there were white people. I think is it just me, or do you guys feel weird when you see like someone of a different color in another country?
It's just much, but no.
I know, right?
Yeah, like
I don't like it when brown people are near me. Okay, like I'm
It's just weird. Like there's just a bunch of Asian people, and there's like a random white guy that speaks Japanese, and it was just weird to me.
It wasn't even a white guy. It was a fat kid. It was like the kid from Willy Wonka. It was that fat little like German boy.
Yeah.
Who constantly ate Snickers and was horrible at speaking Japanese.
All right. First of all, that little Snickers pocket he had on the side of his arm, I'm making one of those for my shirts now because that was amazing. I used to carry a fanny pack, but that pocket has changed my life.
Did you guys get like a Downs vibe from that kid?
Just me. I got it too.
You got that too?
Okay,
I seriously like
that's how paid the kid was in Snickers.
It wasn't even paid through money. It was just like, here's a Snickers bar. Just
oh, yeah, here's a pack of Snickers bars for you.
My two Snickers is far more than one. Yes, I'm in your movie.
Good job of being in your movie.
How much Japanese do you know? I know about three words.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll write the script around those words.
That entire movie, see, that's what we're not understanding. That entire movie was based off that little fat white kid.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, like, on the cover, he's, like, on the very front of the movie, isn't he?
Really?
Yeah, he's at the very front.
That's awesome.
He is? Oh, my God.
He's, like, standing over everybody with, like, two stickers in his hands, just, like, murdering people with them and everything.
Dude, that's how they got the money, dude. He's the cash cow in that whole thing.
That little kid's the executive producer. That's what it is.
He's the owner of Snickers. That's what it was.
He's the owner of the movie.
Dude, he went through the Willy Wonka thing and he got the Snickers factory. And then got the money for the movie. That's how it is.
Seems legit.
Right?
Okay, so we talked about an intermission, so... This movie is two and a half hours long, and the right smack in the middle is the intermission. I feel like that the first half was really, really slow, but the second half, I think, was a lot better. Did you guys think the same thing?
Yeah, the first half was, like, pretty just mundane.
Yeah, it was just, like, it just kept doing stuff where they tried to be really weird.
Holy shit,
and it wasn't really, like, coming off as funny. But I feel like on the second half, they were hitting more of the funnier parts with being weird.
Yeah. Well, see, I guess it all depends on the director they had for the second part.
Well, they had three different directors. I think they directed, like, each short film or something. Like, one director specifically made Guitar Brother, and then the other one specifically made...
The Bantering Sisters.
Yeah, the Bantering Sisters.
Yeah.
Which I hated.
See, I'm kind of curious about each director's background. I really didn't do any research on this movie because it pissed me off to no extent last night.
Let's see.
I'm kind of curious what director did what portion, like if they were doing specifically comedy, or if one of the directors did dramas, or one of them did, I don't know, anime. I really don't know.
Let's see. All right, so the very first one, I'm going to kill his name because I don't know how to read Japanese names. Katsuhito Ishii.
Katsuhito Ishii.
All right, so he directed, directed about 9 films. What's up?
And there goes every Asian listener.
No. We just captured them. We spoke your language.
Sorry, I don't speak your booga booga language.
By the way, I'm Asian, so we can do this. We can talk about Asian shit. And it's cool.
So we're cool.
I hope there's a second one because it says the first contact. I hope they make a second one.
I hope there isn't.
Funky Swamp.
The Funky Swamp.
Funkier Forest. Electric Boogaloo.
There's nothing but dancing. The entire.
We need to cover Electric Boogaloo or fucking Breaking Electric Boogaloo. That movie was insanely awesome.
Oh, dude, okay. What'd you guys think of that? That short film or that skit, or it's just Takafumi just dancing for like a good 20 minutes. Did that like make you guys upset at all?
When it was like that weird guy in the car that was playing music that hooked up giant speakers.
Yeah.
I was actually kind of cool. I liked that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh god, I couldn't stand that. It was like it lasted so long.
I'm not gonna lie, I got a little hard.
It's true, man. I'll sit next to him. I mean,
Jesus.
We're cool. No, but I actually enjoyed that part. It was just, it made sense without making sense kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because it was just Naughty telling him to do something. And if you
It really portrayed his emotions, dude. Him trying to, like, show his love for that girl. Like, that was literally the only part that made metaphorically made more sense. That metaphor was really obvious, but it really made sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it made sense, but it sucked shit. I hated it. That was like my least favorite scene of the entire video. That was my least favorite.
And with his boys hanging out, squeezing milk out of himself.
Oh no! That was my most favorite.
Dude, you're a weird fetish.
See, I went into this movie thinking, okay, I'm going to see a bunch of weird shit, and I wasn't delivered that at all, really.
What do you mean? When the girl got that thing stuck in her belly button?
Yeah, No, I'm saying, like, during the first half, there was, like, absolutely no weird shit that was happening. It wasn't until, like, the second half. That's what I was saying, that the second half, I think, was better.
I know. I think the second half was the weirdest part.
Yeah. Well, see, it was like the first act was setting everything up storyline-wise-ish for the later parts. Like Guitar Brothers, they had somewhat of a storyline.
Yeah, they had the fucking the singles party, or the singles party.
Yeah, exactly. Their dad, or whatever he was, the guy that was dancing, you know, he was going to the singles party as well, and you wouldn't have understood what you saw when he was dancing so well if you wouldn't have seen him dancing so terribly in the very beginning.
No, that wasn't him when he was dancing. The guy dancing at the picnic, that wasn't the dad of Guitar Brother. That was a different guy.
Oh, I thought it was.
No.
No. I know, they all look the same. So.
It was an entirely different guy. That's what I thought at first.
Oh, okay. I only saw the movie once. I don't ever plan on watching it again.
I want to watch the director's commentary.
I'm pretty sure it'll sound a lot like something you touch now.
Subtitle will just say Asian screaming.
Okay, so on the second half of the movie, like the very first skit that happens on the second half of the movie, I thought was fucking hilarious. Which is the kid where the girl comes in and then like there's this guy dressed in a yellow suit or in a yellow like creature costume, and then he's like, pull me. He has to pull on, like, his wiener thing.
Tubby?
Yeah, that Teletubby-looking thing. I thought that was fucking funny. I thought that was hilarious shit. And
like, I don't know. When that when he opened up that TV thing and that whatever it was.
It was like just a wall of assholes.
Yeah, that's all I mean, when that thing started spurting out, I was like, "Ooh, glad I haven't eaten anything today." That was kind of weird.
Oh yeah. Well, no, dude, it was. I thought it was funny, and then like he pulls his hand out, and then he hits the guy in the face, and then for like a good, like minute or two, they start talking about if his face is okay or not.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, are you mad?"
No, I'm not mad. It's just you hit my face.
Cool. We're good. I was expecting some like Street Fighter stuff to break out right there. See two guys going at it.
I think what would have really saved this movie is if there was a lot of nudity. I think that there was more, if there was nudity, it would have been awesome.
Because that made it weird.
No, then it would be awesome. Dude, that's the only thing that could have saved this movie. That's the only thing that could have saved it for me. If there were boobs, I would have been happy.
If there was a big running scene of like girls topless running after somebody, it would have saved that movie for me.
I feel like that if there were boobs, it would have been better. Like the entire time that the banting ladies was going on, I was hoping that I would see boobs at some point during that scene.
Well, there was a pillow fight, so like
boobs are not equal pillow fights. That is not equivalent at all.
Okay, that's like honest. I'm going to be honest for the crowd. I didn't make it all the way through the movie because it just got...
Wow, dude.
Much?
Huh?
I watched the whole thing. That's
well,
cool.
Good for fucking you. You want a cookie and a trophy while you're at it?
You know what? Get out of this room. Whatever this is, get out of it.
Hey.
No, we're good.
To be honest, I watched the entire movie except for the very last skit.
Bam! In your fucking faces.
Like, I watched everything up to the very last skit. Like right after I saw the one where the guy was squirting milk out of his nipples, after that scene ended, and I saw there was one more scene left, I was like, I can't take it anymore, and I stopped. That's where I ended, because the last skit was like 20 minutes.
I do not remember the last scene, but we did it. Yeah. We watched to the credits.
And then we watched Metal.
And then we started watching Metalocalypse.
Yeah, I couldn't take it anymore.
I'm going to level with the crowd right now. I did not read half the subtitles.
You're just looking at it.
No.
I just was watching what was going on. I was observing the chaos that was on the screen.
I think that might have actually helped you understand what was happening more than reading the subtitles. Because the subtitles made no sense. Like, it was just started getting ridiculous what they were saying.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like I said, it was like real watch shaking. It was all I kept thinking.
So, I think it's a pretty safe bet to say that everybody enjoyed the skit homeroom. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Timmy?
Yeah.
Homeroom
was the best. That was the best one. It was so funny. It's so stupid.
It started out always the same.
Yeah.
You would think the teacher would learn. He didn't learn. He never learned.
The teacher, like, goes into this classroom, and every day the kids put, like, an eraser at the top of the door, and then when he slides it open, it falls on his head, and he's like, you guys need to stop. And then they all laughed, and I don't know what the point of that classroom was, except to, like, fucking goof around.
And then one day they just put a guillotine right there, just to see what would happen.
Oh, you guys.
My face, you guys.
There's some weird shit that happened, but fucking, there's this guy that was holding this creature, and then this little kid had to open up his pants and then, like, put the creature's, like, elephant tube into his
butt. Oh, yeah, and they started playing the weird instruments.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they played it for, like, 1 second, and it was like, okay, let's have lunch. And,
they were like, whee! Everyone's celebrating.
I don't know, if I had put something on my butt that played a noise, I wouldn't celebrate it.
I know, I'd be like, what the fuck, that's bullshit.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, how did I get this instrument again? Straw.
That would be a different one.
Goes up your pee hole next time?
Yes.
Why can't the girls get this one? Why do the boys have to get this one? This is bullshit.
The girls get the ones that go in their mouths.
Yeah. It's like nature, dude.
Oh, my testicles.
Oh, really?
Timmy, do you have anything else to add to the podcast? You've been pretty quiet lately.
I'm just...
Sucking dick?
No, my friend sent me this fucking... Hold on, you guys... This comedian's getting punched in the face.
We'll leave that for later. We're doing a podcast right now, nigga.
No, you really need to see this comedian getting punched in the face.
Oh,
All right, hold on. It's just that's a dick. That's all it is.
And that's today's podcast, folks. Thank you for listening.
You fucker. I hate you. It's huge. It's huge. Jesus. It's not even it. Like it's not even sexy. I don't know if any guy would find that sexy.
The Kid Rock like face he had.
He made them fear it.
That's horrible. Nick, would you recommend this to someone at all?
We could make a drinking game out of it. Like if I tried to watch it again and then write down something, I could make a drinking game out of it.
Right, every single time something weird happens, you have to drink. You're constantly chugging.
Every time some type of liquid comes out of anything, you have to drink.
Every time you have to ask yourself, what the fuck's going on? You take a drink.
No, I got it. Every single time something normal happens, that's when you have to drink.
Take a shot.
That's never going to happen.
Well, there was like...
You have to take 3 shots if that happens, because it's very rare.
No, like when they're talking, when the two like teenage people are talking, before he opens up the vagina DJ table, like that...
Which was awesome.
Which is awesome. That was awesome.
He like prayed to it, too. He's like, thank you for allowing me to go into here. Click. Oh, wop, wop, wop.
Did you guys...
He turned it up like 2. They're like, oh, don't let it be too loud. He's like, okay. Max volume 27. Like, what?
Did you guys notice? So, like, when that skit that you guys were talking about happens, like, someone touches the girl's foot with their foot?
Yeah.
Whose foot was that? They never, they talked about it once and they just left it. And that pissed me off. I was like, what happened?
I'm pretty sure, like, if you look back on it, that foot probably belonged to that freak that was playing the music in the car. Like the one popping the in and out.
Yeah, probably.
It probably belonged to him.
Because, I mean, her shirt was the little, like, the jacket thing was on her shirt. The face was.
Yeah.
It was like her mask.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm pretty sure it's one of those guys that things that were in that, the later skit when he was dancing.
That was a dream, though.
So?
Really? That's what we're getting in on?
That was a dream. Anything could happen in a dream.
That part made no sense in the entire movie.
Really?
I'm trying to make sense out of something that doesn't make sense. I'm trying to give it rules and guidelines.
That dream
so it makes sense.
Like that's bullshit.
Dude, it's like a Rubik's Cube. You can't figure it out. It's just... No one taking it.
I could figure out a Rubik's Cube. So
if you don't touch
your argument is invalid.
I can figure it out a Rubik's Cube
fast. See, taking the stickers off and replacing them doesn't count, though.
Fuck that, dude. Just paint it.
Why is this Rubik's Cube all blue?
I solved it. Mario, what was your most favorite part of this movie and your least favorite?
The most favorite part was when the movie ended.
It was
just done.
What was your least favorite?
My least favorite was when it began, and I had to watch 5 minutes at the very beginning. It's just rough.
Nick, what was yours?
My favorite part, dude. My favorite part, hands down, was homeroom, dude. This homeroom scene, the intro. Not even like the half the time. It was the intro.
It's because there's so many exclamation marks in the title.
My least favorite part? There's just so many. I can't really pinpoint where I hated it the most. I think when it gave me an intermission, I didn't want it to stop. I wanted it to keep going so I could just get through it.
And we didn't fast forward anything. That's the key part. We watched the entire thing.
All right. Timmy?
My least favorite part of the movie probably had to be the bantering sisters, because I felt it was pointless, majorly pointless. It was. And then my favorite part of the movie is when I turned it off.
Yes.
I think my least favorite was fucking the very first skit in the beginning with that girl moving balls with her head. That was my least favorite.
I saw that, a movie like that once.
That and then the dancing for 20 minutes. But yeah. I will say that the anime parts were cool. Like, the parts where there's cartoons in it and there's, like, moving drawings. I thought that was awesome.
Wait, there were cartoon parts?
Yeah. Like, during the dance scene, this huge, like, pink robot comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And she has, like, huge-ass tits.
Was there special effect?
That was an anime, like, superimposed onto the video.
Gay robot.
That was fucking awesome.
Yeah, that thing was actually pretty cool.
No, that was kind of cool.
I enjoyed that, but not as much as Homeroom.
Yeah.
And its intro.
Yeah, my...
Homeroom.
My most favorite part was,
gonna ringtone that.
Was the Teletubby getting his penis pulled. That was my favorite part of the entire movie. Because she was just like, am I on a reality TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Should, like, I pull this?
I'm going to pull this. Am I on
camera? Is Ashton Kutcher going to come out and pump me?
See, the funny part of that is that, like, if it was a reality TV show, everyone know that she was a whore. That she is a slut. That's what everyone would know.
Because she pulled on it.
Because you pulled on a random person's wiener.
I don't know, that thing was like 12 feet long, too. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
I didn't understand what happened in that entire skit, but it made me laugh. I think that mattered.
What did you understand about the movie?
The only thing I understood was just the singles picnic, and that was it. That was it. It was just like...
Yeah.
It was funny because they were all playing football and, like, tossing the football around. They're like, or no, kicking a soccer ball around or something like that. Like, yeah, this is fun. The ladies are coming soon. And then just cuts to them just sitting at the...
Cuts to them, and then it waits, like a couple beats, and then 4 hours later pops up.
Like, oh, yeah, when are the girls coming? Soon enough. 4 hours later. Forever lonely.
Jimmy, would you recommend this movie? Would you recommend... Oh, okay, let me better define this. Would you recommend someone to buy this movie on DVD, take the time... to fucking get it in the mail and spend, I think it costs like $25 for this movie. Do you think that someone should do that to watch this movie?
No.
No.
Would you recommend this movie to anyone?
No.
To my enemies, yes. Yeah.
If my grandma was alive, I would send it to my grandma. I'd say, Grandma, this is my favorite movie ever. Watch it.
She comes back, oh my god, you're right, it's amazing!
It's amazing!
It made perfect sense. Okay, Mario, would you recommend someone to buy this movie?
Never. Like, no.
Okay, what's the bare minimum that you would have to do in order to watch this movie? Like if it was available to you, should you watch it? Or is it like, it should be like a last resort? If it's the very last resort on Earth, watch it.
Like, if it was between this and Nayland Palin.
I think anyone would choose Nayland Palin.
Fine. Like, all right, fine. This between any Nicolas Cage movie, then.
Dude, fucking Drive.
Dude, Raising Arizona was amazing.
Yeah, okay, man.
Good movie. All right.
Dude.
Mario, this question's being switched. Okay, we're going to give this question to Nick. Nick.
What?
Nick.
I said the... Inebriate. I said the game, the drinking game. We could make a drinking game out of it.
Is that the only time that you think that someone should ever watch this movie?
The only time I would rewatch this movie is if I had either a lot of alcohols or many marijuana drugs to help me watch it.
Okay. I think that's it for the podcast. You guys say so?
Yeah.
Is there anything else to say about the movie at all?
Sucked.
Terrible.
Nuts.
Suck these nuts. I hate this movie so much. Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it, like, a 1.
I'm just going to start watching these movies inebriated. Already. That's the only way I'm doing the rest of this podcast.
Alright, so what do you guys want to watch next?
The World.
I think we should watch Suicide Club.
Suicide Club? Really?
Really? Dude, that movie was, like, a little terrible, but, like, in a bad terrible.
Actually, let's go old school and let's watch Audition by Takashi Miike. I heard that one's pretty good, but really
yeah,
weird.
That's not it's not a B movie though.
Oh, you're talking about B movies? Okay, I think we should watch the Indian Terminator.
No, fuck that.
Really? Yeah. Indian Terminator?
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's called Endrahan.
Dude, yeah, no, like, there's an Indian Matrix. I saw scenes from that.
I know, dude. It's film scene for scene, too, dude.
Oh, dude, it totally is. Oh, my God.
They got an Indian version of Iron Man called Raw One, which is pretty good.
Dude, have you seen Indian Superman? It was made in, like, the 70s or something.
No, Matt, what was the name of that movie we were watching the clip of earlier, where he slid the horse under the semi?
Oh, Aluda Mazaaka, something like that.
Yeah, there's this whole, like, action scene where this guy's being chased, and he gets on a horse, and he slides it under a semi-truck.
That's yes. Awesome.
That sounds – I either want to watch that or Sing Him. Sing Him seems pretty cool. I want to watch Zombie Ass.
Zombie Ass?
Toilet is Dead.
Was a good movie.
Dude, Zombie Strippers is the shit.
That's the one of Robert Englund, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I want to do Black Devil Doll. How about Crippled Masters?
Black Devil Doll, oh my God.
Nah, dude, let's do Boss Nigger.
Oh, dude, I would love to do Boss Nigger.
Black Dynamite.
Dude, Black Devil was amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
But Black Dynamite, yeah. It's a B movie.
It is, but no, it's amazing.
Not. It is not a B movie, no way.
Yeah.
I made it look like a B movie.
Yeah, Nick's right.
But it wasn't a blockbuster.
Who cares?
But it wasn't really a B movie. I think, like, the budget.
It looked like a B movie.
Let's see what the budget was. Budget was $2.9 million. Fuck that. That is not a B movie at all.
A low budget.
That's not even low budget.
Yeah, it is.
Sort of.
Low budget's anywhere from 1 to 5.
Oh, whatever.
Just saying.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So, what do you guys want to do? What do you guys want to watch?
I suggest Big Man Japan.
As long as there's alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
I love Big Man Japan, dude.
Or Birdemic.
Birdemic?
Fuck Birdemic. Dude,
come on. Is it any worse than this movie?
Dude.
Yes, dude. It's totally worse than this movie.
Evil Dead. Let's watch Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Dude, I love Evil Dead. Why are you talking shit on Evil Dead?
I know you do.
Why are you talking shit on it, man? Did you guys watch Cabin in the Woods?
Nah.
Yeah.
Oh. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Really?
Well, just to piss you off, yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate you. You are not my friend anymore, Mario. We were never friends.
When did you go to the movies? You piece of shit.
You're not my friend sentences.
I don't go to the movies.
You want to go pee on a movie?
I don't know.
No, let's have someone describe a funny moment in Big Man Japan to get me psyched up to watch it.
I haven't watched it yet. Don't tell me. Don't give it away.
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
No. Just tell us, like, a scene of the movie that you guys think was funny.
It's like an Asian version of Shazam.
Yes.
All right, that's all we needed to hear.
I am excited.
Shazam, not Kazam. There's a difference.
Yeah. I'm excited because I took it as Kazam instead of Shazam. I'm excited. I expect Shaquille O'Neal. I expect Yao Ming to be granting wishes with the G-Pop.
All right. Okay. I think this podcast is over with. All right. Okay. Timmy, sign us off.
It's finally done.
Timmy.
Did he fall asleep?
Timmy's dead.
He fell asleep.
Timmy, you fucker. Timmy. Timmy. Timmy's being a bitch. That's what he's doing.
Leave this part in. Don't edit this out. Just put this part in. He's being a bitch.
All right, okay, let's all talk shit about Timmy right now. All right, Timmy's a bitch because he fell asleep.
I totally saw him deep throw the bottle.
He was a bitch.
It's a
little faggot.